after the open practice on Saturday. How did that go for you and these practices since?
Just another practice, really, but you know, I think the offense is coming along. We're having some really good days, and then, you know, coming out like this morning, we were flat and didn't play as well as we should have, you know, so that's got to be everybody's goal, is just to play at a consistently high level, and really until we do that, we're going to struggle being a great offense that we want to be.
So when you have a practice like this morning where personally it probably wasn't your best overall as the offense, what do you go do the rest of today? How do you improve that?
Well, just get ready to have a better one today, you know. We got to, you know, like I said, we've had great practices. We got to eliminate these ones where we come out kind of flat, you know, and, you know, in the morning and all that stuff. So we'll bounce back. We're, you know, we've shown signs of being a good unit, and hopefully just keep on working towards that goal.
Kyle, you worried about all your receivers that keep getting dinged up? I mean, it doesn't seem like any are too severe, but you keep losing guys you'd like to spot every day.
No, I mean, we've spent a lot of time together, so hopefully just get them back when we need them, and we'll roll, you know, right on through it.
Josh said yesterday that preparation will officially begin for Cincinnati tomorrow, but 11 days into camp, I'd imagine all the players are looking and getting itchy to get someone else to play against.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't know how much you really prepare for your preseason games. You know, you come in and still focus on the things you want to focus on, you know, but we'll go out there and try to win that game and, you know, like you said, hit somebody else and see what we got.
How much do you think you're going to play in that game?
As much as Josh wants me to.
How much different is Robert Ayers on the outside as he's coming out of the pass rush? I know you guys went up against him a lot on Saturday. How much different of a pass rusher is he this year than that?
Oh, he's a physical force, no question, you know, and I think he's got the message on what type of a pass rush they want, you know, and he does a great job of collapsing the pocket, which any quarterback would tell you is the, you know, is the toughest one to throw to. You might not get to the quarterback the whole time, but you're throwing with, you know, guys in your lap, and he's pushing the tackle right back in the quarterback's lap, which, you know, he might not record a ton of sacks, but makes it really hard for the quarterback.
This far into camp, how physically are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Yeah, I'm feeling great. I'm happy that my legs have really held in there, and you know, that's always big for me. And this is, you know, still the best that I've felt, and throwing the ball better than I ever have, and you know, mentally just playing at a high level right now.
Vargas, multi-dimensional back. Your thoughts on him?
Yeah, I don't know him a ton, you know, but I know he's a, you know, I saw what he did in college, and he's had a few good years in the league too. So we're happy to add experience, and hopefully he can help us out.
Kyle, as a leader, how do you balance worrying about what you're doing out there, but they're still trying to help out some of the young receivers, some of the new running backs that come in, some of the other guys?
Well, I just, you know, my job is to make the offense go, you know, and that's the approach that I've taken the whole time, and I expect myself to play at a high level. But you know, that being said, unless everybody else is doing it with me, you know, what's really accomplished, you know? So that's really been my goal from the outset, is just make sure that all 11 guys are doing it on offense.
Hey, Kyle, Josh questioned the offensive mental toughness when he made you do those gassers before. Is that a valid point?
Well, we didn't practice well today, so whatever the reason was, you know, we got to get it fixed. And, you know, not to dwell on one practice, but we didn't come out here and play as well as we should have. And it's just disappointing because we had such a good practice yesterday, you know. And last night we had one of our better practices as a unit. And, you know, I think we had a lot of energy coming out, just saying we wanted to back it up and continue that streak. And we just didn't do it.
What does mental toughness mean to you?
What's that?
What does mental toughness mean to you?
Well, it means coming out on a Tua day and having a good practice in the morning.
Hey, with your offensive line, kind of all these moving parts and guys in and out, are you focused on who's in there?
No, I mean, you're just trying to focus on the system. You know, we do have a lot of guys in there, a lot of new faces in the huddle, and hope to get back some of the old faces as quickly as possible. But, you know, that's their opportunity to step up and show the coaches what they can do, and a great chance to try to make the team.